7-4, Ender Brady, good afternoon. And who are the Russians blaming?
They're blaming the UK for that chemical agent attack in Salisbury. Can you believe this, Ollie?
Surprise, surprise.
They've called in, they've called in all the foreign ambassadors in Moscow. Britain didn't go, and neither did the United States of America. Those who were present, word has got back that the Russians said one of two things has happened in Salisbury in England. Either the UK can't protect its citizens, or the Russians suspect that the UK has done this themselves, using a Russian-made chemical nerve agent on two Russian citizens. Yes, Britain would definitely do something like that.
Now, a pupil's been left behind in London on a school trip.
Yeah, I can imagine how panic-stricken this youngster was, early teens, from Newcastle up in the northeast. It was a school trip to London, a field trip, lots of classmates, lots of excitement. Everyone rounded up, got back on the train, heading north. Oops, we're one short. Thankfully, this boy was quite switched on. He went to the station staff at King's Cross and he said, look, my teacher seemed to have forgotten about me. The staff made the phone call. He was put on the next available train, first class, the whole way up to York, and there was a teacher waiting at the platform at York Station. I would imagine the parents and those teachers had quite a little conversation in the end, but all's well.
I'm sure they did. And talking of teachers, a UK teacher has won the Best Teacher in the World award.
Yeah, and $1 million to go with this. Andrea Zafiraku, she headed off to the United Arab Emirates for this prize that was given by the Sheikh. Teachers from all over the world, incredible teachers. And this girl stands out because she is in a school in northwest London where 35 different languages are spoken. A lot of the kids come here from different countries. And she stands out the front of the school gate every morning and welcomes each child in their own native language, making them feel welcome and just giving them a bit of confidence for the day ahead in a new country. So quite an amazing lady. $1 million. Good on her.
Yeah, indeed. And the TV star charged with drink driving.
Yeah, so this is the final step in the Ant McPartlin story this week. He is one half of Ant and Dec, hugely famous TV presenters here, multimillionaires, very successful guys. Ant McPartlin charged with drink driving. People may have seen some of the footage, the aftermath of that three-car collision in Richmond on Sunday afternoon in southwest London. He will appear before magistrates in the next couple of days. And ITV have announced that Saturday Night Takeaway will go ahead, the final two shows of the series, without him. So his partner, Declan Donnelly, the other half of Ant and Dec, he will present, but Ant McPartlin back in rehab.
And thanks for that. We'll chat tomorrow.
See you, Ollie.